The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of my fondest memories of the 4 years that I studied in Rome is that of the conclave that elected Pope John Paul II. Pope Paul VI had died that summer while I was back in the United States. John Paul I was elected and then died within a month. I managed to miss an entire papacy. When I returned to Rome, the cardinals were already gathering to elect the third pope of 1978. And the non-voting cardinals, over 80 years of age, joined in the discussions and prayers prior to the opening of the conclave. And one of these was Cardinal Sheehan of Baltimore. Cardinal Sheehan had just turned 80 a few weeks before. I was very impressed by him because while all the other cardinals were praying and voting behind the locked doors of the Sistine Chapel, he spent his time praying for his fellow cardinals in our seminary chapel. No sour grapes about having been born 3 weeks too early. After all, he might not have a vote in the conclave, but he did have a voice in the decision, the voice he lifted up in prayer. My whole class was so touched by his sincerity, fervor, and faith that we invited him to come back the following spring to ordain us to the diaconate. Meanwhile, we had to go to class while the conclave was underway. And naturally, we stopped by St. Peter's Square every afternoon on the way back from class to check on the smoke signals. And so, lo and behold, I was there in St. Peter's Square when the white smoke came up. Except we weren't sure that it was white because it was after dark and the chimney was illuminated by a searchlight so bright that even dark smoke looked white. And then the unforgettable appearance of Pope John Paul II, the first non-Italian pope in 600 years. When his name was announced in Latin, Wotiwa sounded like an African name. And so people started shouting in Italian, "E Africano, E Africano," which quickly changed to "E Polacco, E Polacco," when a nearby nun set us straight. The next day at class, one of our toughest professors, one of the three professors from Spain that we called the Spanish Armada, broke down in tears as he shared with us his stunned students how he never dreamed that he would live to see that day. Today begins another conclave, this time following the first papal resignation in 600 years. Another thing none of us dreamed that we would live to see. And I must tell you how touched I felt by Pope Benedict's humility and deep, selfless love for the church, so evident also in his decision to resign. He was a man who never sought power, but was always willing to serve with all of his strength, including the strength of his powerful intellect. And not having sought power, neither did he cling to power when he realized that in view of his diminished stamina and the incredible demands of leading the world's largest organized institution, indeed the largest institution in all of human history, it was time for him to retire so that another pope who had the necessary vigor could be elected. And so, like Cardinal Sheehan 35 years ago, we who have no vote in the conclave do have a voice in the decision the cardinals will make under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, namely the voice we lift up in prayer. Cardinal Sheehan's prayers were answered in ways much more far-reaching than anyone could have ever known at the time. The 27-year-long papacy of the man who many now call John Paul the Great. Prayers were also answered with the election of Pope Benedict XVI. And our prayers will be answered too. And possibly, God willing, in ways far more far-reaching than any of us can imagine today. Because after all, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the cardinals. We pray for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. And we pray for the man whom the Holy Spirit chooses to be our next pope.